Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Flo, and I am bringing you another Flo experience. Today I'm going to break this up in a couple of ways because there are two things that I experienced within this past week that I want to share. One, not necessarily having to do with the other, but these are experiences, and that's what my show is all about. It's about sharing my experiences throughout life. Be it through, a friendship or just, going about my everyday, meeting new people, any social concerns, things of that nature, or any personal concerns or just thoughts. So if you followed my show thus far, you'll know that I'm completely off the cuff. There is no script. I know my homegirl sent me a podcast script to try to brush up my skills and to get me better. And I will eventually, but right now I just want to just be raw and organic and just, be me. So, my first thought is to bring to you my true compassion and appreciation, for the Red Table Talk. That show, just about every episode, I'm not going to say every last one of them because everything doesn't relate specifically to my personal experience. But the last show in particular truly spoke to me, spoke to my core. It spoke to my past relationship with my parents. And, the point of view was presented by Jada Pinkett Smith, that her adjustment to getting over her her feelings about her father was that she had to realize that his life was his journey, and it wasn't about her. And just that little bit of a statement that she made makes sense to not only your relationship or my relationship with my parents, but relationships period, and she touched on all of this. You guys should truly watch the last episode. It's her and her brother, and her mother and her daughter, and her brother and herself. They are sharing their experience and their thoughts about, their relationship with their father or the lack thereof, and the bitterness and hurt feelings and everything that they experienced in their lifetime as a result of the relationship that they did or did not have with their father. And let me just say, her being specific and saying she had to come to the realization that her father's journey was his journey. It wasn't hers. And he just happened to give her life along the way. His purpose was not to be a father. And a lot of us get that confused. We automatically think, oh, well, if you do something, then that is all you should be. When in reality, sometimes you do things that isn't truly you to your core. Now, that's not to excuse the mistakes you've made, but it is shining light on the fact that we need to be acceptant of other people and who they are. We can't make people be who we want them to be. It don't matter. I mean, it's cut and dry. And, it may seem, unfair, and it hurts to hear that. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that your journey belongs to you. And it's already, it's not about anybody else. Nobody owns you, and you don't own anybody. Nobody belongs to you, and vice versa. So I don't know. I just truly, it spoke to me, and it woke me up to truly understand myself and to forgive myself for harboring, a lot of upset feelings about certain situations and certain relationships and certain people that have come across in my life. We have the expectations that a relationship with someone means that they have to be a certain way. You know, that pressure was put on me by, you know, some friends that I once had. You know, they had this expectation because they had labeled me a godmother, that I had to be this person. And that wasn't truly who I was. I didn't even know what I needed to do. Like, what was I supposed to do with that? I was honored, and I truly loved the fact that I was considered, but I didn't know what to do with that, you know, and I didn't know how to adjust my being to be that label, to be that title, to live up to that. And so for a long time, I ran around with a whole lot of guilt, thinking that I hadn't done the best that I could do, when ultimately, I didn't even know what to do. So doing my best is something that I don't have a clear understanding on how to do or what to do is totally absurd. Because, you know, if you don't know, how are you supposed to truly be this person or this thing or this title or be this character in this relationship? You know, how do you pull that off? You know, so, and I know this, you know, it may sound crazy because when you think, well, once you become a parent, you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z. And those things, you know, are true and acceptable. However, you know, there are people who aren't parents who give life to children. Let that sink in. Okay. There are some people who give life to children that try to be parents, but they don't get it right. Okay? So, I don't know. I just totally feel like everybody should watch that episode. Take it for what you feel like it is to mean to you. You know, and this is not a blueprint. This is not me telling y'all to, you know, not feel how you feel, think how you think. I'm just telling you how it spoke to me and how I need to choose to navigate through my journey so that I'm not running around harboring weird, unnecessary hate or bitterness about anything and anybody, right? Because that's going to ruin my next move. That's going to taint my next, you know, connection with someone, regardless of what that is, if a friendship or, you know, or a professional relationship because of my past. And we can't keep doing that to ourselves. That's what holds you back. So, I mean, she made that statement specifically about her and her dad, but the statement in itself that she made is relevant to all of your connections. Yeah, I'm married to Kirk, but he doesn't belong to me. He is his own man. He has his own mind. He has his own thoughts. He has his own heart. He has his own feelings. He has his own ambitions. He has his own goals. We just so happen to be on the same page about wanting to be in a relationship with each other. For our lives, for the rest of our lives, this is what we want, because I want him and he wants me. But we want each other based on who we are, not the label that we've given each other. Yeah, I'm his wife, but I don't belong to him. I belong to Flo. I'm me. I am my own person. I want my children to be their own individual selves. Period. And I think that is the root to self-love, right? If you can't get out of your own way, then you won't truly get to the finish line of loving yourself. You won't get there. You got to move yourself out of the way and quit trying to fix yourself to be in a position that ain't for you. And vice versa. And at the very least, be honest about it. And the people that are receiving that honesty, don't get mad. You know, you need to accept it for what it is and let that just be what it is. So see it for yourself. Red Table Talk. Ms. Jada Pinkett Smith, I'm shouting you out on this. I don't know if you don't know who I am from a bag of nickels, but let me tell you, honey, I get messages from all over the universe, and you are in that universe. And sometimes my messages come, you know, from a stranger. It might come from, you know, a close friend or a family member, but, you know, I receive information that helps me to kind of navigate through my everyday life. And that particular show for me, it awakened a whole lot of thoughts. It was an aha moment like never before. So hopefully it'll nourish you. Again, I encourage you to check that episode out. See what you get out of it. All right. My next experience today, I was an extra on a set for the BET series called Tales. It is an Irv Gotti production. And Miss Tasha Smith was the lead director. And this was my first time being an extra on a film set. And, you know, I feel like I've been bit by the bug a little bit. Some of you already know that I'm writing a movie script of my own. And in my research and learning how to figure this whole film thing out, I was taught and found out that if you want to know, you need to start being on these sets, you know, start working these sets, because that's where you're going to learn everything you want to learn. And I watched Tasha today. And when I tell you, I had an up close opportunity to watch her truly pull out the emotion that she felt that character could pull off. You know, I listened to her tutelage and I listened to her give that direction. And it helped me to realize, you know, how I want to, how I want my heroine and my script to be able to deliver that part in the film. You know, I want it to come across as real. I want people that are watching it, I want my audience to have feelings about this person and have feelings about this person's situation. And that's what she wanted to capture in that scene. And, you know, it wasn't a hard thing, because let me tell you, she had a stellar cast with her today. Stellar. The first being Mr. Ben Vereen, y'all. Okay. This brother is nothing less than brilliant. I mean, he's been in the game longer than I've probably been alive, and that's no pun against, you know, his age. It's actually, you know, me totally giving up a huge amount of respect for him. And, you know, his whole aura about himself was personal. You know, he continued to give me eye contact. He acknowledged me. He didn't make me feel that, you know, I was just an extra on the set. You know, he spoke to me, and then we kind of shared a funny exchange. And then he told me, you know, he called me a queen and told me I was beautiful. You know, that just goes to show you, you know, that the OGs of our time, you know, they were raised to respect women. And so, you know, not only did I get to marvel in his brilliance, but, you know, he opened himself to me in a way to let me know that he appreciates, you know, human beings. He's not just a star, you know, he's down to earth. He's cool. And I totally love that. I also had the opportunity to watch Grace Byers, who is the main character of the scene that I had the opportunity to be in. I was a pedestrian and I kind of did a couple of walk-bys, but her deliverance of the role that she was in and I watched Tasha kind of pull that out of her. It was remarkable, you know, and it wasn't intimidating. That's another thing that I felt like, you know, was so dope, because it doesn't have to be intimidating. And I think, you know, a lot of times celebrities, and I heard a lot of the extras talking about some of their experiences on other sets, where a lot of these celebrities are real nasty. You know, they can really be, you know, snobbish. And let me tell you, what I experienced today, I was with some 5-star upper echelon, you know, creme de la creme individuals today. And nobody acted like that. So for me, that means there's no excuse for you to act that way. Now, if you're having a bad day, I get it. Sometimes you do get some wacky extras that just, you know, go above and beyond to be, you know, involved or seen. I'm too smooth for all that. I don't, you know, that ain't my style. But regardless, you know, they were welcoming, you know, and it didn't make me feel uncomfortable. So shout out to Grace. You did a great job today. And then I met her awesome husband, Trey, you know, and we had a nice conversation, just kind of standing on the sidelines, getting tea and coffee and whatnot. And, you know, before he walked away, he looked me in my face and said, "I'm sorry, what's your name?" And I said, "I'm Renee." And he reached out, extended his hand and gave me a firm handshake. He said, "Pleasure to meet you. My name is Trey." You know, just the most humblest guy, you know, and that was throughout the entire set today. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to Irv, who pulled up in the double R, you know, flossing. But he was even, you know, smooth. There was no, it was all love on that set today. So I encourage everybody to check out the BET series called Tales. Irv Gotti, I believe this is his introduction to being an executive producer for a television series. And, you know, it seems like it's going to be truly great. Like I said, they got a great cast. Rodney Perry was on the set today. That brother was clean too. Ben Vereen was clean head to toe, you know. So they are really putting, you know, pulling out the stops to make sure that this is quality. And like I said, I learned a lot today. You know, I learned about being a PA and what their responsibility is. And one of the guys that I met is from Indiana. We're both from Indianapolis, which was ironic. And, you know, so we exchanged that and had that familiarity with one another, which was cool, you know. But I also got a chance to hang out with some of the engineers on the set and watch these camera guys and the light technicians go to work, and, you know, ask some questions. And, you know, I learned, you know, what a 100mm close-up is, you know. And it may seem minimal to some people, but I've never heard of that. And what great way to learn what that particular shot is and what it means than to truly be there and see it for myself. Because in my film, I've written in my script that there are several close-ups. But who knew that I needed to know, you know, specifically what that looks like. And I was able to ask questions and get an answer. So I'm just totally geeked about that experience today. And I wish that I could, you know, dive into being on more sets more often, but it's, you know, truly time consuming, and I don't always have the arrangements for my kids in order to be on movie sets for long durations of time. But I will be working that into, you know, the flow's development, because I am trying to, you know, step my game up and truly be great at what feels good to me. And that's, you know, entertainment, doing this podcast, you know, getting into film, you know, developing my children and their talents, you know, because we share the same love for talent and same love for entertainment and art. So, yeah, but I just wanted to share that, you know, two experiences totally didn't have anything to do with one or the other, but, you know, I like having a conversation on my podcast because it can spark a conversation among yourselves, you know, share this, my experience with your friends and your family, you know, and have an open dialogue, you know, talk about your dreams and your aspirations and what it is you want to do. And, you know, and then have an open mind if, you know, you have a certain situation or a certain relationship in your family where it's not what it's supposed to be. you know, then that's just what it is. You know, every individual is different. And if we release the labels, you will release yourself. Yeah, I'm pausing for on purpose. If you release the labels, you would then release yourself. Family definitely is important, but family is as family does. And sometimes you're not going to get everybody to be family. And sometimes family aren't the people that are kin to you. It's taken me a long time to truly get there, you know. So I think that that episode of the Red Table Talk speaks to that. And hopefully it'll help a lot of every, you know, you guys step into the next era of your journey. Like, so you can move forward and you can let stuff go. But that's all I got today, y'all. I mean, you know, you guys were great listening to me, letting me give you an earful for the last 20 minutes. I generally don't have anything constructive in terms of this particular segment. There's no music. There's just, it's just me. And that's all, it's kind of how I wanted it. And, but I do need your help. I need you to follow me on Instagram. It is FLO.EXP, which stands for Flow Experience, where I will be sharing photos and poignant, you know, experiences that I have that may relate to some of the podcasts that I am developing. And then, you know, give me your likes, your comments, and your thoughts, and whatever it is you feel like you got out of listening to any of my shows, and what is it that you would like for me to address? You have questions? You want to know a little bit about me that I can, you know, kind of, you know, answer questions about my life in any way? You know, I'm trying to get to being this open book kind of girl, but hey, don't go too fast in that direction, because I'm still private about a lot of stuff, but I'm willing to be open to listen to your comments, your thoughts, and any ideas that you'd like to share with me. But that's all I got for y'all tonight. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your girl Flo, loving me, loving you, and I'm out.